happy family. All the pretty places, all the ugly faces on the come down. I'm leaving. Go to California. But heaven knows I'll miss you. All the things we're used to on the come down.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I can see a future in you and me. Just jump off the roof, then they hit the street. I don't need my friends, boy, you got everything I need. I might book studio time just to get it on. Let the vibes talk about us, they think they clever. I just make my whole life about you. I put down the mic just to feel that way forever. You wanna know the color of my blood. You want my candy with the cherry on top. Single soul, what we got?
Oh, you wanna know the color of my blood. You want my candy. wanna see my best friend waving at me. I wanna be living with you, seeing it through. Do you wanna play forever? How long can I play a song I made? Yeah, it's a song. I'm gonna read something that's good, but I listen to you. I'm not
this is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Who? Joni Mitchell. Right.
Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Of a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. We saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. The locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and there, dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgium near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed chasing some pride. Same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes in number doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white line on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy. Cubicles and the carbon ribbon rise are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. And with this flame, you put her in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the freeway. Thank you.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are now more than 1.1 million people living with HIV/AIDS in the U.S., and nearly 200,000 of them don't know they are infected. This sad fact highlights an awareness gap and the need for education. With regular testing, early detection, and increasingly effective treatments, people can manage HIV and live long, productive lives. Visit ActAgainstAIDS.org to learn where you can get tested today. A public service message from UnitedHealthcare, ActAgainstAIDS.org, and this station.
smack so hard. PVC, I get so hard. Platform shoes, kick so hard. But it's just so hard.
Leatherette,
smack so hard. PVC, I get so hard. Platform shoes, kick so hard.
Bravadol,
bang so hard.
Patent boot,
kick so hard.
Silicon,
squeeze so hard.
Ponytail,
yank so hard.
Do I make you proud?
I try so hard.
Bravadol,
bang so hard. PVC, I get so hard.
Latex gloves,
smack so hard.
But it's just so hard.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kinda busy.
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
doesn't cry so much. That's how we've grown up. But now I cry for anything. I'm getting old. I get so sentimental for the people's life. It's just fear coming down because it's so emotional. I mean, say I'm happier to show the emotional feeling from physical way. That is a sometime crying part is a symbol of the weakness. I mean, it's stupid. You should be crying. You should be shouting. You should be, I mean, the only thing is try to get the control of the anger. That is what growing up people can do. That's what I notice myself. Later.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale,
and you're listening to Free.